Well, our UK commentator is with us now, Hugo Jai. Welcome, Hugo.
Good morning, Catherine.
He's going into an interesting, John Edwards, he's going into a very interesting environment, being your homeland and its many privacy dramas, particularly in the halls of power. So it will be...
Absolutely. It's a fascinating job. He'll have a tough task ahead of him, I think.
Plus the Official Information Act oversight, as we call it here, your Freedom of Information Act. How often is that exercised and challenged, by the way? How lively is that area?
Well, it's quite lively. It's something that the whole system has really frozen up during COVID in particular. And there's a sense within the media that the government is using COVID as an excuse, valid or otherwise, to basically sort of kick a lot of freedom of information requests into the long grass. And they're supposed to take a month to answer any request. They're taking months and months, sometimes more than a year. And so there's a real sort of frustration over here. And I think it's going to be John's going to face a tricky task to sort of try and bring the government more in line with that without actually sort of clashing heads with ministers too much.
Well, there's enough going on there at the moment, and we'll come back to the cabinet troubles. But let's begin with what's happening with the outbreak now, up to a record 100,000 cases a day of the new Omicron strain. Is it a case, I saw the Prime Minister saying, go ahead and have your Christmas. Is it a case the government's going to announce something at some point, or are people already moving to perhaps constrain some of their activities? What's happening?
So it's a bit of both. As you say, Boris Johnson has decided that there's going to be no new restrictions before Christmas. So Christmas will be relatively normal this year, unlike last year. But it looks very distinctly possible that at some point, maybe on Monday, the 27th, Boris Johnson's going to get back together with the cabinet and come out and say, actually, there need to be more restrictions. Almost certainly not as far as another full lockdown, but probably limits on the numbers of people that are allowed to meet in one place, limits on mass gatherings, something like that. But as you say, one thing that actually makes that a little bit less likely is that there is already what some people are calling a lockdown by stealth or a voluntary lockdown. Because people don't want to miss their family Christmases, they don't want to, particularly after last year's experience when most of us did miss our family Christmases, people are deliberately not going out, not going into work to avoid getting COVID, even if they're young and healthy, not particularly worried about serious illness. They don't want to have to isolate for up to 10 days. So that actually means it's possible we may see the growth in cases. It's almost certainly slowed. It may actually come to a stop and even start falling again because of that voluntary behavioural change. The flip side of that, obviously, is that it has a huge economic impact, essentially the same economic impact as legal restrictions, because people aren't going out to pubs, to bars, theatres are having to close down. So, as always with these things, it's there's pluses and minuses to
every
move.
Premier League games cancelled as well. Let's talk about the latest trouble in Boris Johnson's cabinet. The Brexit minister resigned, and what was the cause of his resignation, or the reason he gave, please?
Well, the reason he gave was COVID. There are a number of cabinet ministers who think that the government's already gone too far in reimposing some restrictions in response to the Omicron variant. And David Frost is the first one to come out publicly and say, actually, I think it's unacceptable. I think the introduction of things like vaccine passports to visit certain events and the reintroduction of compulsory masks in most settings is an overreaction. And he said he can't stay in a government that, the way he puts it, essentially doesn't believe in liberty. There's certainly other people in the cabinet who agree, but clearly none of them feels strongly enough about it to go public and to resign. So it's a strange one, because Boris Johnson is facing very little public backlash to new restrictions. The public, voters on in general, tend to be quite in favour of tough action to stop COVID cases. But within the Conservative Party, it's wildly unpopular. Lots of MPs absolutely hate it. 100 of them rebelled last week. And now David Frost has said that he can no longer continue as Brexit minister, which comes as a real surprise because he's one of Boris Johnson's closest allies. No one had heard of him before Boris Johnson essentially plucked him out of the wilderness. He wasn't an MP. Boris Johnson put him in the House of Lords so that he could be a minister. He's someone who owes his whole political career to Boris Johnson, and yet felt so strongly that he decided to walk out.
I know there's mutterings about a possible challenge in the new year, so watch this space, although it's a long time to the next election, but that doesn't stop them ever, does it? Just quickly, I'm intrigued by the number
yeah,
one.
That's true.
We typically think of someone like Cliff Richard or maybe George Michael or Mariah Carey grabbing number one Christmas spots in the music charts. However, the record industry is sort of a very different beast these days, so who is it who's hitting number one this Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't know for sure. It's confirmed on Friday, but it's very, very likely to be an act called Lad Baby, who are two, a husband and wife. They're not professional musicians. They're not from a showbiz background at all. They've gained a following on Facebook for songs themed around sausage rolls. Like they did one that was I Love Sausage Rolls to the tune of I Love Rock and Roll. They do it for charity. They've been Christmas number one for 3 years in a row. And this year they've teamed up with Ed Sheeran and Elton John, who, to be fair, are professional musicians. And it appears almost certain that they're going to get it for the fourth year in a row. And I mean, they're not even that famous. I can't stress this
hey,
enough.
Hey, I am humming I famous, Love Sausage Rolls in my head as we speak. You have a great Christmas,
they,
Hugo.
They
I know it's another trying
media.
One, but have a great family time. Thank you, Hugo Jaya in the UK.